All right, so let's get back down to the beginning of the figure so we can have some strange yourself things and so on. So we try to look over like so much. Do you remember that we had back in the mission a little bit of a problem in the way that the mission set up the distinction between Mechiras Bechor and Mechiras Maisa Behema? So instead of here with Maisa Behema, Im Bochino to Tamim Chaim, the Mashba, the only problem is Mechira the Tamim, and a Bamum, you can't tell whether it's Chai or Shachot. The question is, why doesn't it mention a shochet by tamim, whereas by Bechor it says mochnil to tamim chai, ubamum chai v'shochet, and we know, okay, by the Bechor, the tamim chai raises all kinds of other issues, because they're over here, it's a moma gavoa as matnas kahuna. So we want it to be medayik, and there's more yet, right? Then in a tsunami, you can sell it a balmum. I mean a tamim shachet.
As what?
The maaser. Now yesterday, so now we started yesterday. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, who disagrees with this, he holds the maaser behema is actually you can't sell it at all. It's not tamim shachet. Whereas the Bechor, you can sell. Chai or Shachot. And he's saying that this, we're going to see that we darshan this from the Ptukim. Now, exactly what to do with the Mishnah is a little bit of a problem, because, I mean, the Mishnah seems clear to be saying not like that, right? Because it should have said, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer, it should have said, Bein Chai or Bein Shachot. Okay. That he never addresses. Zigmar never addresses that issue, what he does with the Mishnah. Maybe he would learn that what it's talking about is that Shachot, it would be too confusing to tell you what to do, because it would be depending if it was Shachot with Nezrika or Shachot Liyakar Zrika. So since Shachot, it was Nezrika with the Yasser Benachira, because it isn't yet yours, so okay, so because of that, we don't want to get into it, but it doesn't really explain why the implications are that it would be mutter. And we darshan it from the pasuk that was based on the contrast between Bechor and Maaser. So by Maaser, we use Lashon Lo Yigael, so that gave us the Gzera Shava Pichar Mekonim of Lo Yimakar V'Lo Yigael. Mashenkin by Bechor, it doesn't say Lo Yigael, it says B'dafka Lo Kisbeh, which is mashma, that all it's telling you is there's no way to undo the Kedusha of the Bechor. That's all. But as far as, so now what do you do with the Kedusha of the Bechor? There's no problem of selling it as long as you sell it in a way that allows for its Kedusha not to be nivza. Okay, so you're not allowed to be mocha, be pleasing, and so on. You can't, you can't hang it publicly and things like that. But other than that, there would be no nivza. So we got up to the question of klum ektiv. That's where we were. So with Yaakov, Romaya boy kamira diyosi. Klum ektiv the bakar. When it says the iser by a bakar, what exactly does it say? It says lokiseh. Doesn't say what type of lokiseh, right? It says lokiseh. It says lokiseh the ba'amun. Is that what it says? Does it stress specifically that element of it? The Balmum Tziv. That's what it should say. Does it say it's the Balmum? In other words, there's nothing in it specifically about what the status is. It just says Lord Tziv. If it's talking about the Balmum, Kum Tziv Chai, you've come to all kinds of. It just simply says. It says lo tivdeh. It doesn't say lo tivdeh balmum and lo tivdeh chai. Doesn't say that, right? The pashas is that we're talking about over here a bechor shachut, because that's the whole meaning of the pasuk. It says ak bechor shor lo tivdeh, and then it goes on to say kodesh ha'im, es balmum tizrok, es balmum taktir. So in other words, where do you get the idea that there's specific halakhos that apply over here, lo tiftet, that even if it's a balmum, where none of this applies, right? Or even if it's a chai, where none of this applies. Obviously, you can't say a sabam tizrok and a balmum. Obviously, you can't say a sabam tizrok and a chai. So you're telling me that the halakha would be that nonetheless, the lo tiftet defines bechor across the board. That's what you're saying. I don't understand where that comes from. Answers the Gemara, that Rav Yossi explained them, I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from the idea of klum la madnus. This is where we were up to yesterday, right? So it says, I'm sorry, we're up to Baal Mamai Sehma. So the answer might be Behema lo kalakta tera, ben chai, ben shakut, ben tam, ben balmum. Since we're makish before to a Maitre Behema. And that we learn out from Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashem and Tavir Lashem, the Tavor Avor. So just like you saw that there's no Nafkamina when it comes to Maitre Behema, whether it's Shofar or Tam or Bamum or Chai, so too, even though the Lotivta that occurs by Bechor is limited specifically to that case, but we learn out at least one thing from Maitre Behema, from Havar, that whatever din applies to Bechor in its context applies across the board, just like the din that applies to Maitre Behema applies across the board. So in the same way that you cannot sell Maitre Behema no matter what, whether it's Chai or Shachar, in the same way you can sell a Bechor, whether it's Chai or Shachar. And that's the only thing that the Havar would be coming to tell me. That's just an interesting... It's an interesting Zerah Shava, which is there only to say, not to be Makalik, between Chai and Shafut, and between Balmum or Tami. Okay. Then we said, Ein Makashu Ba'et Ha'isha. The Mishnah continued on to say, you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush Ha'isha, because that's an act of Mechira, since it says Kiddusha Ha'ishisha. Aval, but you should know that there's no Kiddusha on the Gidin, or the Atzamah, or on the edible portion. So therefore, mikachinat aisha begidav ubaatamav, which of course would mean that you would be allowed also to sell with gidav, atamav, karnav, and klapav, because these things do not have the kedusha on them. Omer of Elazar, mitneshikatuv bo bracha. The reason is that it says aser ta aser. Aser ta aser compares to meiser, compares meiser behema to a meiser dogan. So just like we know that it says actually kivarecha Hashem alakecha by Meiser Dogon, so we learn out that there's also a bracha on Meiser Behema, which comes to tell us that there must be things that you can use for your own bracha that don't have levels of kedusha on it. V'kadosh v'b'saro, so why don't we go and take that and say the whole thing is given to you as a bracha, in which case you should be able to be mekadosh to isha, and therefore you should be allowed to sell even the meat on Rav Yossi. I didn't understand that the reason that we asked it was because of the Yizereh Shavah of Lo Yigael to Lo Yigael, just like Chamei Kohanim in the Kachim Be'Metayisha, Hafkol HaKachim in the Kachim Be'Metayisha. So then you'll say Me'ata Lo Yikachul Obegidav Lo Vatzem Lo Vakan Lo Vatzem, because certainly if you're mocking something to the Kohen, it's Chal on everything, including the inedible portions. That's why I've circled the Amr Balazar. In other words, since if we hadn't had the pasuk of Aser Taser, we would have been left only with the Hekesh to the din of Karmei Kayanim. So we just said, look, who's to say that it's not called the way of Aaron? Comes along Bracha to tell me that no, my Sebaima can't be Mukram. Mukram means that it's anti-Brokha. So it can't have in it the same Kedusha that prevents you from using it as if it would be a Chamek Hayanim. And that's why Rav Elazar said, not Mikav Asvara, but because of the Hekesh of Aser Taser. Rav Yudenboy, Amar Le'isha, Mishchili Ma'aser Be'ima Zeh, Shetitachili Bo Le'achar Shchita. My question is like this. Assuming that we argue on this, on Rav Abba by Yaakov's Pshat in the Mishnah, and assuming that we accept that the Mishnah is telling us that Meiser Behema, you can sell Shachut, right? Not, and our whole drosh over here, Rav Yochanan was telling us you cannot under any circumstances sell Mezbeinah, and you can under any circumstances sell Bechor, unless of course it's the Zman Shebeis Ben Gesharim, and then it's already in Rishus Kavod. So, alright. But let's get back to the partial way we understood the Mishnah. So now my question is like this. The Shachut, we say, you can sell. The only meaning in the Torah of telling me that it's not Nimkar, Lo Yimachar, Lo Yigael, is on the Chai. So what would be, if you say, by the way, according to him, it would mean that the Bechor also would be Shachut sellable, right? Even though it doesn't say it. It's certainly not going to be less than much for him because that's more Kedusha. Right? So now, the question is, if you say while it's Chai, where you don't have the rights of Mepir, and you would not therefore be able to say Ki Yikach Ish Isha, but you say to her, do the Meshicha now while it's alive, and the Kedusha should be Chal Liyakash Shita when it is considered to be mine and I do have a right. What do we say? Miyakash Yishbi Adol Vishkod Mekudeshet Mikvah. Do we say, Lamaisa, it's Biyodai Beshek at any time that he wants to. So therefore, maybe she should be Mekudeshet Lamaseya. In other words, the Meshicha itself should be the Kiyin, because we consider something as Biyodai of the person not to be Mekudeshet Lamaisa. Or do we say it's Liyasa Shkita, and only once she actually gets her usable skus in the Basar, then that Basar is Rav Mekadesha. Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Bob Bar Mamo had Gonev by today in the Shofar here. What if somebody steals now something from his right to Behema? Im haya kayam makira lo be'enot. If the Torah was mizaka him to be makriva, so then you have to return what it is, because that schus is itself, even though he can't sell it, but the schus to be makriva and to eat it is also considered to be mama, and therefore it's b'chai of you to give it back, not just the teres ana in it, but it. Also, suppose you went ahead now and you actually ate it, so then, mashach halakha, because since it's not nimkar, it can't be his. You can't really consider to say, okay, shumbukim patei mishach agineva, so therefore, if he ate it, he ate it already. Rebbe Lozer, Hashem Rebbe Mona, ein omer lo sheyitain, we don't tell him, mitzad hadin, to tell him to give it back, even if it is the end. Because it's not considered to be his personally, although he has the right of eating it. Milta, what Rebbe Lozer just said, is, we should take out the word O and substitute Amra, Amra dafka pachot mishavakruta, that if you steal less than shavakruta, that's not monon, ein omer lo sheyitain, just like over there, if you stole less than shavakruta of something that a person does own, but he can't do anything with less than shavakruta. He can't sell less than shavakruta. It's not considered to be mamono, even though it's entirely his. He can certainly put it into his mouth. He can enjoy it, and so on. So you see that the fact that you're able to eat something doesn't mean that it's mamon that's b'chayat hashava. Mamon is a particular definition of your relationship to a thing, and its ability to be translated into a sale. If you can't translate shavakruta to shavakruta into a sale, then there's no fear of hashava. If that's the case, why do you say just because you can eat a meiser behem and the Torah gave it to you to eat, that therefore the guy is chayav an hashava, even though you couldn't sell it? It's not moment, and hashava is a din in moment. So what Rabbi Lozer was saying is based on an extrapolation of the normal dinim of hashava. So just like Chavos B'Shava Prut, you don't have to give back, so too the meiser behem, you don't have to give back. We don't tell him she needs pain. Yeah, but if you say that you are Mekuyev Yashar, if you say it's Dovra Gram Lamoman, it's the moment, so then it would mean that it's there. I'm saying it's similar, that this is not really Dovra Gram Lamoman, but others would, you see that it's possible to call an ownership and assume the right to use of a thing like an ownership. He's saying that it is considered to be a moment. So Lakara would be the same thing. Where is this true that you don't tell a person to give back? Only if b'shas hagneva it wasn't worth the shavakruta. But if once it was worth the shavakruta, b'shas hagneva, there's still a din of hashava, and despite the fact that now there's not dumming in it, but I still have to give him back the thing that I had. So that means that once you're mechuyev in hashava, the din of hashava can be called on a thing and not on the monetary value of the thing. It's important to note the difference. So you're taking for granted the din of hashava itself is dependent on mammon, but it isn't. Because if right now I have something that isn't worth shava pruta, the only question is, was there a chiyuv v'chiyuv of hashava? But if there's a chiyuv of hashava, it does not require shava pruta. It's not that it directly is dependent on the din of shava pruta. It's just that in technical terms, the chiyuv of hashava is a din in mammon. But when something has, if there would be any other reason to be a mechayev of a person, then even if there's no mammon now, it wouldn't matter. Rav Yehuda bar Pasi, b'shem Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, says, chai. When it says in the Mishnah that mochriyot tamim chai, it means chai. But enokinani shokut, you can't, because it's considered to be not your own, it's considered to be mishulchan gavoah, and therefore how can you sell something that you don't own? So chai means dafka chai, lo shokut. Now taman tamim namakadish b'chokah b'kotchi kotchim u'b'kotchi kalim. If you try to use your chemt, if you're coin, you try to use your kachin, or even if you're a Yisrael, and you want to be Makadish now, let's say with your part of kachin kal, it's not Makadish, because it's not yours, and even though it's yours to be eaten, it's not yours to be Makadish. Now, the Yerush is saying, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Gibran Hakol. Rebbe Eliezer says, this element is true according to everybody. Because even though there's a machlokas over there about if you're Makadish b'maisa sheni, that was the machlokas we spoke about a number of times until now in the text of the famous machlokas, which really be may review that, whether maisa sheni is called mishulchan gavoah kazachon, or is it mammon hadyat rather, or is it mammon gavoah. Even though it says over there that according to Rav Yehuda, by maisa sheni, it's considered to be not Mekudesh, but the major, he says, it is Mekudesh. Nonetheless, here, says Rabbi Lazar, everybody would agree, because that they're arguing only about the Maisa Sheni. But when it comes to Kachin, nobody would argue that it isn't yours. It's for sure considered to be Meshulchan Gavoah, and therefore, you cannot be Mekudesh to Isha. So says Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. All of this is missing in the figure, right? Afterwards, Eina Mekudesha. You have to put in Rav Eliezer and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Omer B'Machloka. Rav Yehuda says it's a Machloka, and the whole Machloka between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda applies also to this. Because the question is, when the Torah is Mezaki you in a Chelek, whether it's been Mezaki you in the moment of that Chelek. So that means that even if we agree that Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachon, but what does Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachon mean? And that's part of the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, does that give you monetary rights? Or is it only that you have a right to eat it? Okay, now we go back to the years as it was. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda Yalit Kol Hegdesh Mibakar. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you can be Makadish, the way we're learning, you can be Makadish, a woman, with your chalet, is because Goofy learns out any type of Kodesh from Bechor. Just like Bechor Makadishim, though, Etaisha, so too, a Kodesh of any kind, Makadishim, Etaisha. Why should there be an Afkamina from Bechor or anything else? And since the Torah went out of its way to say by Bechor, Loki said, which comes to tell me that the only thing that's chaser is that you cannot remove its kedusha, but as long as you treat it with kedusha, it's still nimka, and therefore it's still mekadesh et isha. So to any kodesh, maybe it's in its matzav in which you haven't gotten rid of the kedusha, but nonetheless it's still nimka, and therefore you can be mekadesh et isha. Whereas Rabbi Meir is on the contrary. Let's learn how to call a kasher from Maisa Behema. Just like Maisa Behema, we learn out from Karmei Kani, that you cannot be Mokarit So to somebody who uses it, say like in touch of talent even, it's just like my Sabina. Just like my Sabina, in the Kachin of Anastasia because of the Xerishava. So to call a Kachin, in the Kachin of Anastasia, and we'll learn them out of my Sabina. Now, this means that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, who learns that this machlokas of you between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that affects Kachin, clearly has changed his mind, because Mikla Pashitase, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi thinks that reverse the Shita. Klaman Homer ben Kai uben Shachut, Bahaku Homer Kai velo Shachut. Over there in the Bavli, when he was talking about in this Mahot, which is in the Mishnah in Kedusha. So there he explains Rabbi Yehuda's Torah is, Rabbi Yehuda learns that Kachin from before, and that, as we said, just like you can sell a before, you can also sell any other animal that's Kodesh. And therefore you can be Makadesh with Anisha. And also, Marjankin over here, he was the one who quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as saying Chai velo Shachut. Right? So why did he reverse himself? He didn't reverse himself, says the Gemara. Taman b'shem garmei. Also b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He never asked a question like that. Oh, but it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. He was explaining about what Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Over here, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But Leilo Tzvirlei. That's not his own Shiva. Whereas the truth is, it's like an Ibai Sema. If you want to, you could say that even if what he said over there was Bishmo, what he's quoting over here, Bishem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he may agree with also that it means Chai and not Chakra. When it says over there that you learn how to call Akachim Mibachor, is because he understands that the case that the Mishnah is talking about, how the Kadesh Bechalko is not referring to his Chelek Acher Shkita. And you know, if you know, his Chelek Acher Shkita, even Rabbi Yehuda would be noted that you cannot be Makadesh. If that's the way he's going to learn before. He was talking about a before Chai, not a before Shalko. Even though that's not the classic decision, but there's no way to prove that. So therefore, you could say that. The Makadesh Bechai. Ubra'ui Mipolo Mi'afeshita. If it's talking about over there that he was Makadesh Bechai, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi would say that the reason Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argued is because Rabbi Meir learns it out from Meister Behema, and he says just like Meister Behema is never able to be sold, all Kachim are never able to be sold. And Rabbi Yehuda learns all Kachim from Bechor. And when it says in Mekadesh Bechalko, normally the meaning of Mekadesh Bechalko is after it was already shechted, and now you have to do, you want to use a piece of meat. The reason is that when it says Mekachin, it doesn't mean Bechalko that he has, it means Bechalko that he will have. You know, it's a little unusual. But normally Mekadesh Bechalko is just holding a piece of meat. If he's learning that it's talking about Chai, we'll have to say Mekadesh Bechalko meaning Bechalko Roy. That's going to be no but Timlachashita, not Zilachashita. Yeah, Zilachashita completely reverses the meaning of the Sugya. It should say Le'achashita. Our Roy, we call it Le'achashita. I'm talking about it's alive. The reason we call it Bechalko is because he's saying, look, right now in this animal, I have the right to something that I will get later after it's shechted. So with the Hano of that piece, I want you to be Mekadesh to me. That's what Mekadesh Bechalko means. No, it's probably all of it. It's a squirt that I have in it now. It's worth money to buy that Hano for me, right? Okay, so that's what it's referring to over there, even though, again, it's not the pashtus. But if you're going to learn that what he said over here in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, he agrees with, there's no other way to learn the Mishnah over there. For him to learn the Machlokas in the Mishnah over there. My time at the Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, what indeed is the basis of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi to say that you cannot sell Shachut? Because it says, Uvisaram Yelacha Kechazei HaTnufa. Kechazei HaTnufa, what's the din? Kechazei HaTnufa, it's for sure Roman Gavoa. And if it's Roman Gavoa, So then it's telling me that the basar, this is referring to the bechor, it's telling the kani that the basar, the bechor, should have the same din as the chazayat nufa. So just like the chazayat nufa is mishulchan gavar kazach, and you can't be mekadesh yisha. So it means that a bechor is also mishulchan gavar kazach. To my taima, the Rav Yudin ben Pazi, who holds whether it's bein chai bein shachut, he's the one who wanted to learn that the Mishnah was not kipshutet. So according to him, it makes no difference whether it's chai or shachut. How does he understand the pasuk? He says it says with b'sram yiyelacha, yiyez lashon asid, in which case it means afilu liyachashita, it should be yiyelacha. That's the only way to understand it. In which case, yelacha, lacha means lachol tzorchecha, in the sense of it's yours even in terms of moment. You can use it to be mekadesh yisha. Otherwise, why doesn't it just say, b'saram, yekechazei atrufa? If it says yelacha, it's telling me that you should not, yekechazei atrufa, lagabe de dinim abakila. But you should not think that it means it's not yours. Yelacha, it should be yours. And that yours gives you right to be mekadesh yisha also. It means it's moment. So then what does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi do with Lacha? In other words, it seems as though it's going out of its way to say that the comparison to Chazayat Nufa does not mean that it's not momentous. He holds Riba, he says that's coming to be Marva, that Lacha Yehavayachar, there should be something for you in addition to the Chazayat Nufa. What is that? Shneyecha, Shneyamin, the Laila Echad. Because the cause of a shok is only eaten like the same din of a kata. You're only able to eat it that day and the following night. So if it had only said, yeah, kechazeyat nufa, then the din of the achilas bechor would have been similar to achilas of a teira. And you wouldn't be able to eat it like shlomi. Kamashlom yelacha, in terms of the din of achila, but nothing to do with the din of momentous, the mekadesh anisha. The probably coming time, shenechol, shenechamim, the Laila Echad. Now the Mishnah that says that you cannot be Machal, like Hashem Yananat Simon, apparently it's Shalok Rabbi Yosef, Shalok Rabbi Dosa. The Tani, Machal in like Hashem Yalat Simon, Dibur Rabbi Dosa, Machachon in Mosrein. So our Mishnah is saying, the fact is some Mishnah, like the Dosa Machachon. My time in the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Dosa. What's the base of Rabbi Dosa saying that Asimon is kosher? Because it says Bitsarta Hakesev, he learns not Bitsarta means the Lashon of Tzura, but rather Bitsarta means Davar Shehu Nitzrar Michaveiro, something that you can take in your hand from another person. It's Mital from, in other words. He can use it to buy, at least as an exchange. Maybe it doesn't have a face value, but as an exchange value. So that's considered to be kesef too. And that's the ribui of the tzarta kesef. And here you say, my time in Rabbanan. So what does Rabbanan do with the tzarta? They say just the opposite. The tzarta means, it means the davashi eshlo tzura. It has to have yotzei agabe tzura to. So here, you're saying it's yotzei more like an exchange for its metal value. But you know, if Yossi would be voted if it isn't exchangeable b'chol, and then it's worth. So then it's really Asimon b'chol adeis, and that's awesome. But if the Rabbanan say no, it has to be Yossi agabe tzurato. So it's b'tzarato to be able to take. Why? Because of the tzura. So in other words, you don't weigh it. You don't have to know what it is. It says on it 25 cents. Then it's 25 cents. So it means the doctor that it has a tzura, not that it's not Simon. Rabbi Yossi, the shame Rabbi Yochanan, the Zivrei Rabbi Dosa, according to Rabbi Dosa, Bechal and Meister, Al-Litra Shal Kesef. When he's saying that Simon is kosher, according to him, even a Litra Shal Kesef, meaning even if it's just a bar of Kesef, it doesn't even look like a coin, it should be kosher. Ilu Amar Litra, we should say. Ilu Amar Litra. So now, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is like this. That when it says Litra Shal Kesef, it would have said Litra. Let's say, no, Rabbi Yochanan would have said, if Rabbi Yochanan would have said Litra, not Kesef. Let's say, he would have said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So Rav Yochanan would have said that Rav Dosa said, even on a litra, Mechalamin Allah, right? Instead of mentioning like, the Keter. So then Avinan Amrin, Kishem Shamar Keter, Kachamar Zahar. I would have thought that the meaning of the word litra is simply metal, a metal bar. It wouldn't have made any difference what it was made out of. So litra so zahar, I could be Mechalo also. But that's not true, surprisingly. Because Zahav is never exchanged. Zahav is sold as jewelry, and it's weighed carefully, and so on and so forth. No, gold coin, yes, but not a litra of Zahav. A litra of Zahav would never be similar to a coin, the cloth. So therefore, you have to say keset. But suppose he said keset, you are my keset, suppose he would have just said keset, and not said the word litra. So I would have said, I would have said, take out the word lahotzi, because it means just the opposite. I would have said, ah, shibre karo v'tam kuyin, if the guy has a broken back. That's ketzer. So he could be machalad on his broken back, which is not true, because the ketzer is also treated as zahav. Mm-hmm. You don't have any idea what it is. You sit and you weigh it, and you treat it as a metal that you're going to be, you know, going to be melting down and so on. What he said was a litra shor ketzer. That means that having litra shor ketzer dacha, that it comes in a typical bar, it's not worth that much to people from the doctor because they weigh it, the standard bar. The thought is that a ketzer bar is no different than an Eskimo. But not that stam metal by weight is no different than an Eskimo. That he wouldn't have said. Then we said you cannot be mechalal Eskimo. Now, akol modim, she ke'in mechalal minoto, al ma'ot hanitunot, everybody is modi, even Rabbi Dosa, who holds you can use an asimon, he is a moda that you can't treat it the way that you would treat money that's given for getting into the health club, right? The jacuzzi, holding out the Beit HaMerachat, you know, like a shvitz and so on. Because over there, what you do is, when he accepts it, you have a deal in which either you can buy these tokens up. So let's say that one entry into the health club is usually worth $20. If you buy like a dozen of these at a time, so you're getting in really for $10. Right? Yeah. Right. So the question over here is, and they use real coins for this, but they would accept the coin from a member at more than its value. So in other words, I, as a member, I'll get in a $20 thing, but because I can get in as if it's $20 even though it's $10. But he knows his moda that doesn't make a $10 coin $20. Even though as an asimon, it's worth some $20 now, right? He's moda that if you can't be makala, that a yoser mikvei shaviyot. It turns out that then you're using it for more than its stated value. How does Tenai, the Dershin Yafin Etuliyah, we say, you can't be Makalit, we mean, you can't be Makalit for more than it's worth, the way that you would if you were a Manui in a health club. Avo, the Derek, Shehin Yafin Etulatulmasar, if, let's say, somebody is willing to accept it for selling tournaments, these are guys that are selling, you know, what are the Jews always sell those.
They're called lupas.
Yeah, lupas. Okay. So if you're selling it, let's say, the way it would be worth, you'll say, okay, your tournament for, he's very happy to get a client who's not in the back thing in the value of the coin. But I mean, he's not going to accept it for less than his stated value. Even if it's like the coin is damaged and so on, then normally you wouldn't be able to emoji it with its full value. That's considered to be full value. Yeah, street better with that certainly is considered to be full value. That's not what we mean. Right? You could be mahal. A matzbeya shenitzah v'hamalchut v'kabalato. How about a coin from Finland, which is now not kosher because it's not a euro. But you could bring it back to the government center and they would accept it and exchange it for euros, even though you can't do it anymore in the shop. What would be the din over there? Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yonatan says it's no different than Rav Simon. It's Yosei, and that, but not normally as a coin. So that's kufa dependent on the machlokas between Rabbos and Chachamim. According to our Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to use it because it's not Simon. Rukhiya B'Shem Rabbi Yonatan ki matbea shemalachim harishani. Rabbi Dosa is moda, as we'll see, that if you have a matbea that belongs to an earlier malchut, then you can't use it at all. If it would have been Yotzei because of its tura, and that then you would be able to be makalal on it, even if it's difficult to get rid of, because it's still a coin. In other words, as long as it's a vela socher, even the koshi, it's still considered to be a coin. The imlav, but what I would say is, if it's not going to be accepted because of the tura at all, it's just because the government has made a specific deal that they want to take these coins out of circulation. They're offering an exchange rate for anybody who brings in their old rubles, and they will give them in, even though they're not worth anything on the open market. So then, it's no good. Because even when we say that an asimon you can be machalo, it's because the asimon is acceptable on some level as a recognized thing. This is even worse than an asimon, because it's only valuable since the government has artificially created a value for it. The market doesn't recognize any value for it. And an artificial value is not considered to be even an asimon. Matbea shemarad kagon ben kuziva eno mechala. Now, if the matbea was put out by someone who is moreh against the malchus, that creates another problem. So then you can't be machal on it, because a merida coin, people are only accepting for reasons of ideology, not because of reasons of market. So the male of Bar Kokhba puts out a coin, people really don't take that coin seriously. Which part do you have? No, you fell asleep to them. Okay. You did do it. Right, we did all of that fine. What's that name? I got the brother on the phone. Where did you sit there? You must have been together with my man. Were you holding hands with him? All right. So anyway, a bar kokhba coin is not real.
It's the coin of the realm.
Right. It's on the realm. Right. That's right. Confederate money.
What?
Bar kokhba coin? Oh, yeah. We had it on Zohar. We had the element of it. Yeah, right. So why don't we wait for it?
Even if you were
Yehuda at that time, right? Yeah, right. Because right now, I don't understand that. It's, if you win, you win, but it's not that you're through this office. Hayulo ma'ot, you should say.
Uh-huh.
I thought we'd get up in a mission and then talk.
Yes.
Oh, I
forgot.
You need it.
Well, we don't really need it.
Because we're
ahead.
At some point. It's a good
thing to say. I think you're right. It's almost 10 o'clock. I realize the time of your life. It's just a mistake you knew.